Hi and welcome to Mind Medicine, Tea for the Soul. Thanks for joining me in these podcasts entitled Am I a Stress Magnet? Now in episode 1 we looked at the impact of stress on our body, what it does to us and what chemicals are released into the bloodstream when we find ourselves under stress. In episode 2, we looked at the mind and body connection. So, for example, when we're physically ill, we can't really think straight. We don't have a balanced way of thinking. And when our mind is affected, when we're completely stressed out, we can actually get physical pain and physical illness. You know, like palpitations, breathlessness, all of those things are related to stress. So that's what we looked at in episode 1 and 2. But in episode 3, we're going to look at ways in which we can be preventing stress, especially in today's demanding economic climate, you know, where if you work, you're always really under pressure to hit targets and deadlines. And even the wording of that's threatening, isn't it? You know, a target, something that you've got to hit by a certain time. Because there's a deadline, and a deadline means something's going to happen if you don't. And that creates an enormous amount of worry, doesn't it? Well, what if I don't? Will my job be on the line? What will I do? How will I manage? And that stress just goes round and round in your head. Well, today we'll be discussing the benefits of self-care in this podcast. How positive thinking helps, and healthy relationships as well. And I'll also be providing tips for how to maintain a healthy work-life balance. So like I said, today's society, it's really, really hard to escape any levels of stress. But we can certainly help ourselves. Because a lot of the time, I don't know about you, but definitely I've been guilty of it. We say yeah when we mean no. So we can get work put on us simply because we agreed to it. And we can't argue with it because we've actually agreed to take the work. Now, the way people word things is really important. So if somebody asks you, would you like to work a few extra shifts? You've got to weigh up, really, which is more important. Your health or the extra income? For some people, it might be the extra income because when people are struggling with families, we need the money, like I said, especially in today's climate. But realistically, we have to set ourselves expectations because we have to draw the line somewhere. It's up to us where we set the bar. So setting realistic expectations of ourselves and managing our time properly is really, really important. Because without that, we're just going to be all over the place and then we're going to find ourselves stuck and stressed out again. Another way that we can help ourselves is by getting involved in regular physical activity. Now, that doesn't mean going to the gym and lifting weights and doing bloody push-ups. What that means is just walking, just doing something for ourselves, getting out there, a bit of fresh air. Practicing relaxation techniques like meditation, deep breathing or yoga, because when we're stressed, our breathing changes. You know, have you ever noticed when some of you might have even had panic attacks when you haven't been able to get your breath and you're thinking, oh my God, what is happening to me? I'm going to die. And then suddenly you start to breathe properly and everything comes back. So doing regular breathing techniques really, really helps. And at the end of this podcast, I'm going to take you through a breathing technique that you can use. It's really easy. You can do this any time of day, but practice before you get stressed. Because when you get stressed, you're not going to have time to be thinking about what to do next. So this breathing technique that I'm going to show you, you can practice every day. You don't have to wait till you get stressed. The other thing we've talked about in another podcast is prioritising self-care, like getting enough sleep, eating well, and taking regular breaks at work. Now you might be thinking, well, when do I get the time to take an extra break at work? Make the time. You know, 5 or 10 minutes, even if it's only making an excuse to go to the toilet. Take yourself away from that work environment. You need to. Okay, the other one is building and maintaining a support network of friends and family. Now, a lot of us don't have close families or close relationships with our families, but we do have at least one friend that we can talk to. Now, it's important to reach out if you're struggling. It's hard, it's embarrassing, and we all feel that because we all like to look as if we're the strong one and that we can cope with anything, don't we? But reach out if you need help. And like I said before, learn to say no to responsibilities that you don't have to do or you don't have time or the energy for. You know, this, we have to take some personal responsibility. And a really important one in helping to prevent stress is creating boundaries between work and personal life. Because if we don't, we get burned out. So we cannot let those things cross over. When you come home from work, you close the door and leave that where it needs to be. And then it's your time. You cannot put the two together. You cannot cross the boundaries. Because if you do, you end up bringing the work and chatting all about work in your personal time. And it's really, really hard because you never leave work. And now finally, seek professional help if you need it. Remember, you know, it is important to take proactive steps if you want to prevent stress. Because if we don't do that, we just react to it, you know. We get a stressful situation, we become touchy, our personality changes, we get angry within our work, and we get frustrated with other people. And if we don't nip it in the bud, as I mentioned before in the last podcast, it becomes chronic stress. And then we've got real problems. So all of these tips you can use just to help minimize, you know, the impact of stress. And you will find that you become stronger and more confident. For me, the most important one of those tips was learning to say no. Because like many people listening to this podcast, I really run the risk of being a yes person because that's what I've always done. I would say yeah to anything and then I'd end up doing things I didn't want and losing half my day, you know, running around after other people. And I'm sure you've done the same thing. So without thinking about it, just say no. People might be shocked. Because they don't expect it of you. They've never seen you in that particular mode before. But just say no if you don't want to do something. You don't even have to explain why. No. It's a simple word, isn't it? But very hard to use. Anyway, those are just a few tips. Remember, get help if you're feeling stressed. But my name's Julie Kelly. Again, this is Mind Medicine. Tea for the soul. You've been listening to this range of podcasts called Am I a Stress Magnet? Please like and share these podcasts and subscribe to my channel because the more listeners that we bring to these podcasts, the happier and healthier communities we can build. But I'll be back soon with another podcast. Until then, see ya.